Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
All right, if this heat is making you feel lethargic, boy, that makes the two of us. We've got the heat advisory still up, another air quality alert. When is this gonna let up, Joe? Or, you know, is it? Maybe Labor Day.
Sometime between now and Labor Day, Susan. No, that's a great question. And I think there'll be some relief on Saturday. There's a front that's going to back down from the north, from upstate New York and northern New England during the day tomorrow. And it will get to our backyard on Saturday. So that means temperatures Saturday may not make it to out of the 80s across a good bit of the tri-state, although just to our south and west, it'll stay in the 90s. I think the heat's ratcheted up a little bit on Sunday. Another front comes through on Monday. That may trim the heat a little bit early next week. But I think we have to wait until the second half of next week to see a stronger front work its way through the area so that we get closer to next weekend. We'll definitely see more comfortable air moving back into the area.
Police asking for help as they probe another two anti-Semitic incidents in New York City, one in Brooklyn, the other on the Upper West Side. Our Glenn Chuck in that neighborhood and joining us
with very troubling video that was captured from this Sunday afternoon here at 86 in Amsterdam. It shows this man in a red shirt yelling "Free Palestine" as a 74-year-old Jewish man is crossing the street and also at the same time had a glass thrown at him. So the woman who took this video, very shaken up, did not want to be identified and spoke briefly with CBS2 at the time.
I don't understand how people could have so much hate for someone they don't even know. This is happening all over. There's a brazenness for sure.
The NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating and also looking into another troubling incident. They're trying to track down a group of teens that threw bottles and even traffic cones while yelling Jewish slurs at an Orthodox Jewish man in Williamsburg. This was the night of June the 6th around midnight on Lorimer Street. The 41-year-old victim suffering some minor injuries and surveillance photos of those teen suspects. We have them up on our website. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here on the Upper West Side.
The man accused in that awful attack on two 13-year-olds in Queens last week, he's been ordered held without bail. This, as we learn graphic details of the sex assault.
Christian Inga is charged with predatory sexual assault, rape, and kidnapping, among several other offenses, after authorities say he raped a 13-year-old girl in Casina Park. Queens DA, Melinda Katz.
The people are alleging that he came He approached the young couple, two 13-year-old kids, tied them up, put a gag in their mouth, raped the young woman, and asked them to stay there for 20 minutes.
While he then went to buy drugs. Prosecutors say if there was ever a case for keeping a suspect behind bars, this is it. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Queens Criminal Court.
Inga's due back in court July 1st. Violence at a high school graduation ceremony taking place at Hofstra. The Academy Charter High School's ceremony had just ended when five masked men attacked a guest outside the building, slashing him in the leg. Another student intervened. He was slashed in the ear. They were both taken to the hospital. They are expected to survive. The school says it appears the attack was related to a domestic dispute. Governor Hochul to sign a new law today designed to stop kids from both overdoing it and being harmed by social media. Specifically, it allows parents to block your child's ability to see posts curated by the algorithm. It's aimed at protecting kids' mental health, shielding them from features that keep them scrolling. The legislation also prevents apps from sending children notifications between midnight and 6 in the morning without parental consent. Companies that don't comply, they could be fined $5,000 per violation. The leader of a Black Lives Matter group in New York calling Mayor Adams the Grinch that stole Juneteenth. Hawk Newsom tells the Daily News. When they went to set up for an event on Sheridan Avenue and 163rd Street in the South Bronx with a water slide, a dunk tank, a bunch of bouncy houses, the police threatened to arrest them because they didn't have a permit. The mayor says they should have applied 60 days in advance, but didn't until Monday. He also says Newsom did the same thing last year and that he, Adams, is not going to overrule the cops. Long story short, most of the event did not happen, but about 75 people did stick around for a barbecue. Another bodega worker attacked on the job.
Around noon, police say the 27-year-old was shot at 183rd and Webster. Fernando Mateo with United Bodegas of America says someone went into the store and trashed it.
He cleaned it up and then he just shot the bodega clerk.
In the stomach, he's in stable condition. Incidents like this, Mateo says, are why bodega workers need to see the $5 million promised by Governor Hochul for their safety.
For panic buttons, for cameras, to create safe haven bodegas. Bulletproof doors.
The suspect is a man in his 30s wearing a white shirt and black pants who ran away. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Some good Samaritans to the rescue of a couple of cats in the city. First in Hell's Kitchen, where a bodega cat was left in an abandoned store for 5 weeks. This was at Citra Gourmet Deli on 10th Avenue and West 45th, where the New York Post says the owner stopped by only occasionally to feed her. Some neighbors called 311. They launched a Facebook campaign. They eventually contacted the owner, who said he didn't want to take the cat to his new shop because she likes to scratch. Well, Layla, the cat, has now been adopted by one of the rescuers and is living the good life. Meantime, in Harlem, a cat that was stuck in a tree for 5 days is now back on solid ground. This was at West 150th outside the Dunbar Apartments. The Daily News says the FDNY tried but was unable to get the cat. Eventually, the head of the group Long Island Cat Kitten Solution successfully coaxed the kitty out of the tree. It then scampered off. Rats and mice in your apartment? Gross, but not unusual. This case of urban wildlife, however, was enough to freak one Brooklyn man out.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Yep.
Steve Nahama got the surprise of his life finding the 18-inch corn snake curled up in the tub of his Midwood apartment. He decided to take matters into his own hands.
So I quickly tried to flush it in the toilet. It dropped in the water, and then it slivered out. I closed the toilet seat. It slivered out and went right back into the bathtub.
A second attempt ended with the snake biting Steve's index finger. Thankfully, corn snakes are non-venomous.
It was a little bit, when you wake up, like, dazed and confused, as that movie goes. What's going on here? I got to get rid of this sucker.
The NYPD Emergency Services Unit came, corralled the snake, and took it to Animal Care and Control in Queens.
Anything to do differently in the future?
Not at all. I'm born and raised in Brooklyn. This is, anything goes, can happen, will happen.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midwood, Brooklyn.
He is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
Heads up for brides-to-be not to be cookie monsters. Specifically, don't contact the Havsies Cookie Company for free treats. Founder David Maffei telling 1010 Winds he has had it with requests for free cookies for bachelorette parties, allegedly, in exchange for online promotion.
You sent to influencers. I said, yes, we do. Are you an influencer? And she said, yes. I'm a 40-something-year-old man. I don't have many friends. I had more followers than she did. You know what I mean? So I was like, no, I'm sorry. You're not an influencer. And then she went one further and said, well, I'm a beginning influencer. Oh, okay. And I replied, well, I'm a beginner astronaut.
That's actually a good one, David. On their Instagram, Havsies, which is based up in Ulster County, says they were voted best cookies by a real influencer, Bethany Frankel.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.